B-Pod Studios.
Lira celebrated a big birthday over the weekend.
Yes, sir.
I know you had big plans to do nothing. To treat yourself to a nice steak dinner.
Yeah.
By yourself.
Yeah.
Did that happen?
No.
No. Okay. Wow, mostly thought your weekend was bad.
Okay.
Leroy stood himself up.
Well,
he got stood up by himself.
No, it was all the reservations were gone. So, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. I was cool with it. I was like, chances are I might not be able to go. So I'm just happy to be alive, man, breathing.
Especially after hearing Melissa's story of her weekend.
Melissa, you just got to, you know.
I'm happy I can make you feel better about your life, Leroy.
Here's what Leroy's advice to you is going to be. You just need to go to a hair salon and get yourself some nice cornrows or something like that. Because that's what Leroy did over the weekend. And he feels like a brand new woman.
Yeah, I actually learned that men, like, we got to do better. We deserve better.
Did you not know that?
I didn't know. I had no idea. So
not in the way you think, Pebbles.
This isn't
a Me Too monologue.
We deserve a lot better. During quarantine, COVID, you know, you guys, I let my hair grow. A lot of people did. And so I had a Rona Afro. And I couldn't figure out what to do with it or whatever. I cut off the sides. I, you know, still needed something to do. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go get my hair twisted. And so Saturday morning at 10:30, this is touching.
Oh, my God.
I'm like moved. I went to a hair salon as a customer for the first time in my life. And fellas, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves the way we let barbers treat us. Ladies, I am jealous of how they treat y'all. At the hair salon.
Like, your appointment was the time that you set it for.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Now, let me tell you what happened.
The head massages, the scalp massage, the warm towels.
I washed my hair before the night before.
You could vent about your boyfriend and they can relate.
I sat down. She goes, so do you want me to wash your hair? I said, wash my hair. Y'all wash the hair for us? I was blown
You've
away.
You've never had your hair washed at a
put
salon
your head back
or
to put the water. What are you doing?
Wait, Melissa, they don't wash your hair at the barbershop?
They don't wash. No, not at my barbershop. Not at my barbershop.
So okay.
My hair was already done, whatever. So then she goes into doing my hair. She was just doing a phenomenal job. She held a nice conversation the entire time. You know what it's like at a barbershop? They'll leave, go have lunch, play a video game.
In the middle of your haircut?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
No way.
It's the truth.
Shut up.
Why do you think I go to a salon?
Yes.
So I went to a barbershop and he'd be like, yo, I'll be right back.
Exactly.
Literally. He'd be like, yo, I'll be right back. And you're thinking like, are you going to go pee? You're going to go smoke a cigarette, something like that? He would like walk out and just keep walking down the street.
What
yep. Yeah. So she finishes my hair. It was like 2 hours, but it felt like 20 minutes because the conversation was just so beautiful. And then she put me under the hair dryer.
The heat lamp.
The heat lamp. That's my first time ever and it was like all this love and appreciation.
Yeah.
Where is this? Like, we got to do better, fellas. I think barbershops need to step up their game and start to pamper us.
Let me, like, bring you down a little bit and kind of, you know, help you out.
Yes.
When you go to a barbershop, how much do you usually pay when you go?
That's another issue. I went and they hit me with $30. And I know it's because Rona, they're trying to make up for the time they miss.
$30.
You complaining about $30?
Yes.
$30 to go to the barbershop.
Listen.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
No. When you go to the salon, you're paying. I mean, I don't know how much you paid.
I paid $80.
Okay, there you go. I was about to say you pay at least double, probably triple.
Yes, but it was worth it.
All right.
There was love and appreciation for the customer.
I mean, some people would rather just go and pay $20 and have them treat you like crap and call it a day.
No. At the end, they said, when would you like to book again?
Well, can I? Last thing.
Self-care, Leroy.
Self-care. It's very important. My mental state, everyone's mental state is very important.
Yes.
I'm looking for a new barber that will pamper me that way.
I don't want to call it, what's it called, knockouts for men, but that's the place that has the hot girls doing it. But don't they have places like that?
Oh,
like
really?
That are like more like salons that you can go into, not just like a barbershop just for men. Don't they have those places?
Yeah, like that knockouts is like Hooters, but for haircuts. Yeah.
Why don't you try?
But I don't think that's what you're looking for.
No.
You're looking for a spa slash, yes. You know.
Yes. He wants to get his hair done while he's getting his nails done.
I didn't say all that.
Massage your temples a little bit.
You haven't lived until you've gotten a pedicure.
Okay.
You haven't lived until somebody's rubbing hot stones on your legs and massaging your calves as you're getting your... I don't even care. Whenever I go to go somewhere, my wife's like, oh, I'm going to get a manicure. You want to come with me? And the first thing I ask her, I go, how are the chairs? Mm. All I care about is the chair they sit you in because they have like those massage chairs and whatnot. What? Hell yeah.
What have you been... What is your life? It's just, what have you been doing?
It's been in shambles at the barber shop.
His life is asking himself for a date to go out to steak and saying no. I'm busy that day myself.
Oh, man, Leroy.
Morning grind.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.